Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, the topic of the show is leave time if you are persecuted. Leave to be set free. I left my hometown when I was 19 because I felt I had no voice. I felt I was being smothered, and I felt the problem is I wasn't accepted there. You know, I was already being, suffering from many types of abuse, and at the time, and I lived in an apartment on the west side. I had a really atrocious adolescent. I was a high school dropout. So I went and did get my high school GED. That was good, but I was living in, sharing homes with people, and then I was on my own, and I got robbed, and couldn't trust anybody, couldn't trust my authority figures or relatives, I couldn't trust nobody, and I felt there was no way out, so I left. Do I regret it? No. There were so many things that told me I didn't fit in, even going out to social clubs, they didn't accept me, I was all persecuted. It was really tough, walking down the street in my neighborhood and being called names. Someone yelled a name at me while I was walking down the street or threatened me. I mean, I got tired of being called, you don't want to hear it, but all kinds of names every time I walked down the street. One really interesting thing was that when I was 1990, I was on the bus on the east side of upstate New York, Buffalo, and I wasn't living on it over there, but I got on these buses. These high school kids got on there. It's not big thing. These grown ups. I just thought, oh, they must be graduating. They must be going to school, and they just started laughing at me because of my sneakers. Even the grown people. I didn't understand why. I thought it was so bizarre and evil. They were laughing. They said, what is wrong with me? My shoes. My shoes were tied, And even the grown-ups were laughing. And I thought, this is sick. And then to go to another place, part of the town where I couldn't go in because they didn't have a good reason. They didn't, for no real good reason. They said I couldn't go there, and I was the right age and everything. Then I thought, oh my God. So I went out in the suburbs and thought I was there, and I didn't feel accepted there either. I had to leave. So I knew I had to leave when I was 17, but when I was 19, I left for good. I don't regret it. I came to Los Angeles because I was persecuted. No, I didn't. I had no trouble with the law. I wasn't fighting with somebody. I wasn't doing nothing like that. I was a goody two-shoe. I wasn't allowed to be me. And how do I feel being in Los Angeles? I think Los Angeles is nice, the liberalism, the open-mindedness. I did meet some people, but some ways there were times where I felt, I wasn't getting anywhere. In some ways, and if it comes really to the point where I have to leave, I'm going to leave Los Angeles too. Not that I'm going to get up and run away everywhere I go. My mom said, you can't keep running all over. And my mom didn't want me to come out to Los Angeles, but I did it. Because I wanted to be a musician. I wanted to be a rock star. Actually, it was forced upon me, I felt, because while I was interested in music, I felt I had no alternative but to be one. I couldn't go to college anymore. I was kicked out of college. I felt I didn't have the funding to go to college, so So just be a musician and stay away from college. So for 10 years, I came out here, and yeah, the reality set in for being young at $400 and coming to a place that I didn't know. Yes, it was a very harsh existence. But I just dealt with it, and now I'm okay, sort of. So, of course, I still have questions about being out here, but it's still, I still have questions about being out here, but better than where I was 20, you know, well, back then. Of course, I could have done things differently, but the reason why I'm bringing this up is that if you're in a town or your birthplace or city or where you're persecuted and you're not accepted, I mean, you're not given the opportunity to be yourself, leave it. You got to leave town if you're persecuted. You got to. You got to go where you fit in. There's a place for everyone in this world and it's that they can fit in. I'm not saying just get up and move and just do it, you know, just like that. I mean, without thinking, you have to really, thoroughly think of a place where you can fit in. Los Angeles, because Los Angeles had a reputation even back east as a very unique place. A lot of musicians made it, you know, definitely Hollywood, yeah, stardom, but also it's very unique. So I felt that that's the place. But, you know, if it gets to that, to the point where the doors are closing and I'm not given the opportunity to be myself, and sometimes I do feel that way, I'm going to leave Los Angeles. I'm going to go to some other place. I can live and be in a place where I'm persecuted and no one else should either. I can't. I'm not telling people to leave their loved ones or whatever. That's not what I'm saying. If you can't be yourself, if you can't be what you want to be, you're not given the opportunity to be recognized or to at least, get a job, friendships, socially. Become a part of the scene. Leave it. You gotta leave town if you're persecuted. I mean, if you don't belong, you don't belong. You will know after a while. When I say a while, years. You know how people treat you. You know where you belong. I mean, this is how I look at it. If you're very open-minded, you're very liberal, you're loyal to, I say, New York and L.A. are very liberal, or the East Coast. You don't have to live in a big city because, you know, I think the West Coast is very open. You know, like Seattle and San Francisco is very open. But to me, San Francisco is very expensive, but still very open. But also the East Coast, like New York State, Massachusetts, Northeast is very open. I mean, just to a lot of degrees. If you have a conservative, you love conservatism and stuff like that, you love to be old-fashioned in the Southeast, I guess. But you go wherever you want to go. It's wherever you fit. This is a free world. I didn't fit. I was a misfit. You know, I was identified strongly with the grunge rock, with Nirvana, Kurt Cobain, and Pearl Jam, because I was just like Kurt Cobain in a lot of ways, because I was just so, I was so troubled. You know, I've written songs like trauma and tragedy. I've written about what happened to me when I was out here, you know, I was on the streets, you know, and I just wrote the song Outkast. I don't know why it just came out. I was writing all these lyrics, and then I went into the studio and so on. But The creativity was enhanced for me by these bad experiences, but I'm not going to stay in a place where I'm persecuted. So go where you feel accepted. I feel that Los Angeles is a very open place, especially all over. The California is very open. It's the perfect place for openness. And since I'm naturally liberal, with my perception of things, is a perfect place. So I'm glad I left my hometown because I didn't feel accepted there to a place where I feel accepted, and that's with the involvement of rock music. I'm such a rebellious person, inwardly, that I just started writing and writing songs. But I wrote from my own truthful experiences and my own truthful self. So that was one reason why I left town. But if you leave town, if you feel persecuted, if you feel like an outcast, if you feel, leave it. And you know what? I'm gonna say this. If you got loved ones, if you got all that, yeah, take that into account. I'm not telling. So if someone's listening to this broadcast and thinking, okay, I'm going to just go and leave town, don't think thoroughly about it. You got loved ones, you got parents, you got all that. Talk to them about it. Don't just go up and leave. I felt I had nowhere to go. But if you feel, I'm talking about someone who of a mature age, like an adult. This is what I'm saying. I'm not talking about a child, an adult who has really tried the best they can and really has tried ever and look for a way to be themselves, and they can't, then leave. But plan ahead, save money and all that. Okay? Now, some people might listen to this, but listen to what I'm saying and think I'm crazy or nutty or whatever. I don't give a damn. I'm not trying to be. I'm not saying I'm not trying to be. Way off here. I'm just saying you have to go to a place. You have to feel accepted. And usually, this is for someone who's alienated from their families, who has had so much trouble in their hometown, who has had such a hard time, and can't find a job, can't get to where they want to go. They did everything they could. No one's listening. Really, they have to go. I'm not talking about somebody who just happened having a bad day, and then because this club didn't accept them, whereas other clubs will let them go hang out or other places where they can work, and they got friends and they got families. No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about someone who's just completely at their last resort. But it's up to every individual to do what they want, because a lot of people move away from their hometowns anyway, not because they're persecuted. Some people move because they're getting new jobs. They went to graduate school. Some people leave because they want to go to a sunnier place. Those are good things to do. People are going to move anyway. They're going to migrate to someplace. Everybody, no matter who they are, is going to fly away. A lot of people do. But for those who are persecuted and not accepted, really, literally not accepted, and they are of a mature age, consider moving to a place where you can feel accepted. That's all. Now, if you have a problem with what I said and think it's way off, contact me, dub.knight29@yahoo.com. And remember, when I say this, talk to your friends and talk to your families, and you make your own decisions. This is not to influence anybody to do something that they otherwise wouldn't do. Think thoroughly. you make the choice, because it's a big step to go to a new town, literally. I know it. I mean, it altered my existence. You know, just do the best you can. And realize that everybody on this planet is beautiful. And realize that whatever decision you do, you're going to find that we learn from each decision we make. And in the end, we will all be okay. Thank you from Dove Knight for listening. Good night.